When you make up your mind, you're going to stay here. You have to keep watch over the mind to make sure it actually follows in line with what you wanted to do. Of course, other desires will come up, but you have to make a determination. This is what you want to do. A determination is a desire that should override other desires. The first determination the Buddha has you focus on is a determination on discernment. Think about what would be for your long-term welfare and happiness. And think about the other desires that come up. Are they in line with that principle, or are they going against it? That should be the standard by which you judge the different desires that come into your mind. Like right now, the desire is to focus the mind, develop concentration. So for the time being, any thought that doesn't have to do with the breath, any thought that doesn't have to do with the mind in relation to the breath, you put it aside. You have to be truthful to yourself in doing that. That's the second determination. You're going to really stick with this. The third determination is relinquishment, just putting aside anything else that gets in the way. And the fourth is calm, keeping the mind calm as you do this, not regretting the things that you're putting aside. Happy to do this. This is a really good thing, getting the mind under control, having a sense of what it really should be doing, and actually doing what it should be doing. There's a cleanliness to that. There's not a lot of ins and outs and secret little hideaways. You can be perfectly frank with yourself, what's skillful, what's not skillful. And it's good to be on a good path like this. Yesterday I was talking to the group up in Laguna. The question came up about taking delight in the path and talking yourself into wanting to do the path. And one of the people there said, never heard anybody say anything like that. But it's an important part of the practice, gladdening the mind. Being happy to be here, being happy to be on this path. Because there's a path you can follow wherever you go. And you can look at your decisions and look back on the decisions you've made, and you'll be happy that you made them. As the Buddha said, when you do something good like this, it's good in the intention beforehand, it's good in the doing, and good in the reflection afterwards. That's clean all the way through. So those are the kinds of things you want to determine on. The path is laid out. And it involves some figuring out sometimes how to apply it in specific cases. But that's how you learn. That's how the path becomes your path. There are other cases where it's very clear. You can take some confidence that this is a good path and it's a well laid out path. And it goes to a good destination. It's a good path to be on. As the Buddha said, it's good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. It's refreshing when you hear about it, that you can find happiness by doing things you know are good. Good in the middle as you're putting that principle into practice, and good in the end as you reach the goal. So here's a path that's good all the way through. Try to stay with it all the way through. And you'll get the rewards, both the rewards of goodness and the rewards of happiness.